Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Coast, 6 p.m. down here in South Texas. You can call in 515-602-9731. This is Redneck and I's Radio Live. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Like I said, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. I want to thank one of our great sponsors, and that is Load to Ride Transportation, ltrtransportation.com. You go check them out at ltrtransportation.com. Great little trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. Drop dead busy. They got reefers, lift gates, specialized handling, all that stuff. I mean, if it's freight, they'll move it. That's the way it is over there. So go check them out, ltrtransportation.com. That's Load to Ride Transportation. So different things happening in the world today. In the trucking industry, you can take note that the railroad strike has been averted. So there was a thing going on this week where there might have been a shutdown of all the freight moving it by rail starting today or Monday or whatever it's going to be. And the White House intervened. Really, if you guys don't get, I watch Ben Shapiro every day. You can get him on YouTube. You can get him on Spotify for sure. I know. I'm sure if you got Apple, they got different podcasts over there, whatever you got. But what I say is that he breaks it down pretty good, because he'll go over the articles that cover it in New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, all that kind of deal. And what we found out through that is that really what it is that the railroad, and Ben Shapiro, he spells it out. When you are a politician and you cater to whatever it is, that's on your side, and with the Democrats mostly it's unions. And he said it, this is the worst part of corruption in politics. You could have wealthy people, corporations invest in political ads, donate to candidates, all that stuff. But really the biggest one is unions in the government unions, public sector unions, where they actually can pay to influence votes for the candidates that they in turn will negotiate their terms with. So a union can throw money, like they did, toward the Democrat presidential nominee, Joe Biden, saying he is the best case, he is the best candidate, he's the best one for the country, all that kind of stuff. And then once he gets elected, once he gets in there, then what they do is they throw in their papers to say, hey, this is what we want. We want to change our contracts. We don't want to deal with what's going on right now. We want to improve our situation. We want big-time pay increases, big-time benefit increases, all that kind of stuff. And we voted for you, so you better give us what we want or we're going to strike. And then next thing you know, they do. They cave, you know. And then the worst part about it is in my opinion, what I see, and Ben Shapiro didn't talk about this part, is that, well, of course, Ben Shapiro, he doesn't know, because most everybody that, if you're not in the trucking industry, if you're not involved in the trucking industry's day-to-day operation, then you don't see it. What you don't see is you don't see the lie that's being told about driver shortage. And so when the articles get posted that, yeah, well, the ATA had to step up and say to the Department of Transportation, you know, the White House administration, all that, ATA put in their 2 cents and said, please don't allow this strike to happen because all the extra work will flow down to the trucking industry and we can't handle it because we're short drivers. I've been telling you all week, if you're an owner-operator out there right now, there was a good shot of you making good money next week because the rates were going to have to skyrocket because to control the demand that was going to happen where there's going to be way more freight than there was trucks. And you were going to – it was going to be happen. And that we love it. We love it when rates go up. Owner-operators love it when rates go up. Other companies, the big companies, they'll tell you, well, we like it when rates go up too. What you don't like it where you can't handle it. So they have contracts. And when they can't handle the contracts, then what they have to do is they raise the rates. And then they now have to, in turn, go out and hire a contract, you know, people that cover their freight for them. And what they don't like is they don't like educated owner-operators that know what's going on and can say, nah, we need more than that. We need a higher rate. That's what they don't like. They don't like it when an owner-operator says, I'm not pulling it for that. I want more. And we got to do it as owner-operators. We got to. You got to start doing it. You got to start setting your price. Set your price. I think we're going to make a T-shirt. We're going to make bumper stickers. You know, say no to cheap freight. That cheap freight, that don't matter. You know, you may think it's cheap. Another driver may not think it's cheap. The whole goal is to set your price. What are you willing to do it for? And you need to set your price. You need to control how people pay you. If you're an owner, especially an owner operator. And even so, as if you're a company driver. You're a company driver out there and you say, well, the company's not paying very well. There's companies paying pretty damn good out there. Go find you a company that's paying good. You know, and of course, there's a lot of balance. Everybody needs to figure that out. You know, we talk about it on lease purchase. Hey, I'm not telling you to don't do a lease purchase. What I'm telling you is know the facts going into a lease purchase. If you've learned everything, go ask anybody else out there, any other person out there that used to have a lease purchase and no longer has a lease purchase, ask them would they do it again. And they say, knowing what I know now, no, I wouldn't. They all say it. They all say it. You know. Others get back into it, and what it is they weighed out their options. And yeah, they ain't getting screwed, but you know what? I really like my truck. That's what they'll say, you know, that I'm not a good mechanic, and I'd rather have a new truck than an old truck, and I'd rather pay out the wazoo. My credit sucks because, you know, I'm not very good at that kind of thing. And you know, as long as there's people like that. But the problem is there doesn't have to be. You know, we can educate ourselves, you know, if we want to. So yeah, bottom line is that the strike had been averted. So, you know, keep shopping around for the good rates out there. But what we're seeing is we're seeing the ATA doesn't look out for, well, we all knew this. ATA didn't care about owner-operators. Even OIDA was saying, well, there's a national driver shortage, you know, and OIDA only plays the driver shortage card when it suits them. I used to see that all the time because they don't, no, there's no driver shortage. You need to pay better. You know, that kind of thing. That's what they'll say. And then when something happens they can't control, well, it's a driver shortage. That's the reason why that's going like that. And you see, just pay attention to what they say. You know, what is the, what's the whole motto is that don't worry about what people say, only focus on what they do, you know. Or what they do say, in the media, it is that it's don't focus on what they might say or what they want to say. It's what they will say, what they do say. That's what you want to worry about. You want to worry about what they actually say. you know, don't get out there with a politician. It's just like a politician. If you disagree with one side or the other, you could see it. I see it. I see it in the side I like. Well, not too much. I mean, I don't like them too much, but I'm much more in favor of one side than the other. And even the side that I slightly favor more, I see their hypocrisy. I see it, you know, especially when it comes to spending money. They all talk about, oh, we need to control the spending. Well, then they get power in office, and next thing you know, they just write checks. Boom, 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 boom. Well, we can't afford that. Well, we gotta do that. This is better. This is better. You see it all the time. But anyway, that's trucking information going around. There's not too much happening. I didn't watch any of the game last night. So the football game last night was on Amazon Prime, on Prime Video. And so if you are not into the streaming and you just want to be able to, so basically it wasn't on any TV in the truck stop, unless the truck stop knew that what they were doing. So if you like getting stopped for the night and going inside the truck stop, you know, or even if you're just a driver that like has a TV and you can just scan for channels when you get stopped for the night in the city and then pull up, you know, ABC, NBC, whatever, you know, or if you've got your cable app. I have my cable that I have at my house. I have it on my phone where I could watch TV. Of course, some channels are blacked out, and of course it's not on TV. It's on Amazon Prime. So I was able to stream it for a little bit, but it was still choppy. The technology wasn't that good. I don't know if you know this or not, but you know how they were trying to do net neutrality. Certain apps have certain priority, and I'm assuming Amazon had that priority because of how big Amazon is. If you pull up YouTube, let's say that you're getting like some slow internet, and you want to watch a video on some website, or you have another app, a smaller app, like I have, you know, certain apps, like the Blaze is one of them. If you follow the Blaze and you want to watch their shows, if you get into an area where the internet's slow, it's hard to watch. Paramount Plus is that way too. There, if you get into an area where the internet is slow, it's hard to watch. But if you pull up YouTube in the same area, it's great. Everything's fine. And that's because certain apps get priority over the speed of the internet. More speed is devoted to that app than it is to another app. So I thought Amazon would have that all squared away. But the football game was choppy. Like it would break up, it would pause. And I had a friend of mine say this morning that even at his house, streaming it on his Wi-Fi, it was choppy. They definitely got some bugs to screw out of that. My mother texted me and said, "What channel is Amazon Prime on?" And it's not on TV. It's the game wasn't on TV. So if you wanted to watch the game on the TV, you know, unless you had Prime already hooked into your TV, and my parents, they got the it's a Vizio. It's not a smart TV. It's just a flat screen, and I have the little thing plugged in, but you got to switch it over and all that, and it's complicated. So it's better if you have an actual smart TV where you can actually see the apps on your TV rather than, you know, because what theirs is you got to do it on the phone and then tell the phone to cast it, and you got to switch it over. So, and it's a pain in the butt, and my stepdad, I ain't messing with that crap. Okay, I got a remote here. It took me 20 years to learn how to use it. That's it. I'm done. but other than that, in trucking news, I was looking at here. See this one here in Freight Waves. It's the seasonal thing with Christmas coming up and all that. It's you don't see it. You don't see the increase. You know, it's not affecting anything. But other than that, it's not much going on. This here, I saw this a couple of times, and it's in different articles. And there, it's a deal with the FMCSA is talking about public comments. And it says that it exists FMCSA to accept public comments from truck drivers on ELDs. And It reads like this real quick. It says the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration will accept public comments from the trucking community on electronic logging devices regulations, hinting at possible upcoming changes to the rules that have been in place since 2017. According to the advance notice of proposal rulemaking and request for comment, the FMCSA is especially interested in truck drivers providing comments on ways to improve the clarity of current regulations on the use of electronic logging devices and address certain concerns about the technical specifications raised by industry stakeholders. Commenters are specifically asked to address the five following specific areas in which the agency is considering making changes. And it is the where it's applicable to the pre-2000 engines. Many vehicles with pre-2000 engines and most vehicles with rebuilt pre-2000 engines have engine control modules installed that could accommodate ELD. Should FMCSA reevaluate and modify the applicability of the current ELD regulation for rebuilt or remanufactured CMV engines and glider kits? Addressing ELD malfunctions, should FMCSA amend carrier and driver responsibilities when the driver must switch to paper logs? The process of removing ELD products from FMCSA's list of certified devices? If the ELD provider does not goes out of business and falls to self-revoke, should FMCSA be able to immediately remove the device from the ELD list? See, this stuff like this is what it's kind of what they accept public comments, but we don't care what you think. We want to make these changes. Should we or shouldn't we? That's what it is. If they don't, it's something. They've already got their mind made up. They just do this public comment deal, I think, because they have to if they want to make any changes. But the other thing is, like, they're like, well, you know, we're trying to be fair. We're not really being fair, but we're trying to look like we are. Said ELD certification. Should FMCSA establish a certification process for ELDs? If so, what should the certification process consist of? It says technical specifications. Should FMCSA consider allowing a driver rather than the motor carrier to change his or her ELD configuration to an exempt status to help reduce the administrative burden noted by the industry? Yeah, see, now there's only one exemption that I know of that I use from time to time, and it's a 16-hour rule, and you can go to 16-hour rule one day a week. Or in 8 days, or it might be seven. But what it is you got a 14-hour clock, right? Starts. Well, one day a week, you can actually extend that clock by 2 hours, whether it be inclement weather or some kind of problem, right? Breakdown, something. And a lot of times on my regular route, you know, I might stop and take a little longer nap than usual, and I get held up, or you know, if the weather's bad, it's usually on tonight's like night where I'll be back Saturday morning. Well, there's nobody there. So a lot of times I'll just don't worry about getting there specifically at a certain time because there's nobody there. The yard's going to be closed and everybody will be at home. So me getting back, you know, is not going to be a concern. It says on December 18th, 2002, most truck drivers were required. They're talking about, it says, according to Federal Register notice, FMCSA believes lessons learned by the agency staff, state enforcement, it's gobbledygook. And this is on. Okay, so you can go to this website. So if you CDLLife.com has the article. It says FMCSA to accept public comments, and then at the bottom at the end of the article it says when the advance notice of proposed rulemaking is published on September 16th. You'll be able to leave a comment by visiting this link. And, of course, that is today. And you click on the link, and it takes you to the federalregister.gov, and it gives you an option to leave comments. So go check that out. I'll share this to our Facebook page. And all caps. There you go. That's how you do it. So let's check things out here. Redneck and I's Radio Live. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Let's see. Yeah, we got about 30 minutes left. It's almost 6:30, and we're doing pretty good. Like I said, give us a holler. Tell me what you think. 515-602-9731. I'd like to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. And like I said, this is Redneck and I's Radio. Hang tight. We'll see you in a second.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneck and I's. Redneck and I's, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Dave with Redneck and I's Radio. It's 6:30 here in on the Central Time down here in South Texas, 7:30 on the East Coast. Call in 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. This is All Things Trucking and then some, Redneck and I's Radio Live. And we're here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in 515-602-9731. Be sure to go check out our website, redneckandis.com. It's got all the connections where you can reach all of our social media accounts. And, of course, we've got a store where you can get T-shirts, stickers, all that kind of good stuff. And also, we're technically a charitable organization, an educational nonprofit. So we have the tax-deductible status if you want to make any donations. And you can do that on our website, redneckandis.com. It's where we talk about all that. And of course, we've done a lot of different things. Well, come on now. There you go. And it's just talking about how, we're just a group of truck drivers. We got a regular job. It's hard sometimes to get out here and stay in contact with all y'all because this is not what we get paid to do. We're not an organization that pays people to be part of it. We, you know, handle the things we got to handle, and we get things done the best we can. And it's just a group of truck drivers trying to make the world a better place, trying to make the trucking industry a better place. And, of course, one of our great mottos is just the history of what we do is that we came together as a small group of truckers that had an idea to share common sense knowledge of what it takes to do it, to be a do-it-yourself trucker. We also have a goal to educate American public on how to operate safely around big trucks. And that's our YouTube channel has been great at doing that. It's been a lot of good information. And of course, you know, it's hard for us. When I first started the YouTube channel, I went on a binge and made a bunch of videos. And they were easy because they were easy topics to cover. And then it just gets harder and harder to come up with different subjects and everything like that. So basically what we've done is created more videos to talk about the same subjects over and over again. And that's just getting harder and harder to do. Plus I don't know if you guys know this or not, but when you're not used to doing the editing, even if you're a really experienced like video editor, video creator, it's time consuming. Well, if you're not that good at it, you're not good at the software and all that, it's very time consuming. So I had to learn how to do that. And luckily it was kind of during the pandemic where you couldn't do much anyway. So I was trying to, you know, get things done, and I did a lot of good videos and even had some, I wasn't even using that good of the software and all that. So we made some pretty good videos, and it was really interesting. And we're just trying to get back to that the best we can, but it's hard. You know, you got other things going on and all that kind of stuff. So we're trying. And, but doing this talk show here, doing this Redneck and Ice Radio every day, every weekday, try to get the word out the best we can, and just to find a little small little time to get some conversation. And we appreciate everybody out there helping us out. So appreciate everybody listening along. Let me move things along here. There you go. There you go. Cool. And so let's go to the phones. Let's see here. Hey, is it Jeff?
Howdy, all y'all.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Good Friday.
What up? Huh? I'm just doing one of those regular jobs of driving truck.
It's not that hard. Being a truck driver.
I don't know. Some days it's harder than others.
Yeah. You know.
Especially hard. It's kind of hard when you start your morning and you think you should be going east. So you go east and then you realize 45 miles later or 22 miles later, y'all going the wrong way. You need to turn this thing around.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it takes people longer to do that. Back when I was in the office, you know, having to help out drivers, this guy, he upgraded from being with a student. You know, he was a student, upgraded to solo, got his truck. He lived. He said, he goes, I want to get to work. I'm ready to get to work, you know, and all that. So, okay, here's your truck. And so we got you a load, pick it up over here at the Sam's Distribution Center, going to Oklahoma City. Deliver at Oklahoma City at 5 a.m. He's like, oh, that sounds great. It's easy. We know that. Delivered to Sam's, piece of cake. Well, I come in the next morning at 7 o'clock. He's in Austin. And it's like, what happened? He's like, I don't know, man. I got on 35, and I didn't see Oklahoma. I don't know where Oklahoma went. He's like, I don't. And yeah, he went south instead of north, and couldn't figure out where Oklahoma was.
I'm driving along, spent the night in Mifflinville, Pennsylvania there, and I got up, and I don't know why my head was thinking east, because I guess I'd been there so much lately, and I went east, and all of a sudden I'm driving down the road, and it had signs, 81 north, 81 south. I'm going, what the hell? I was on 81 yesterday.
Yeah.
I went, oh, hell. I looked at the GPS. Yep, I'm going east. It's been telling me for the last two X's to turn around, and I was just driving. I thought, hell, I know where I'm going, you know.
It happens, man.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Makes you feel stupid, but I told my boss that this morning. He says, well, at least you only went 20 miles. We had one driver 3 weeks ago that somehow he got across the Mexican border. He goes, oh, shit, I'm in the wrong country.
Yeah. And that's not one of the ones where you can just say, oh, sorry.
Well, I guess he did, and he got back in, you know. But I thought, oh, my God, we could have been having a little funeral service for our driver and a truck that got stolen, you know. What could we have done about it?
Well, you know, years ago, I remember a truck driver was carrying explosives, and he went across the border by mistake. And because he was just hauling them he was supposed to be going to the Army base in El Paso. And he messed up and just went across the border, and he just thought, well, I'll just go across, come back. And it's like, because he was stuck in the line to traffic and all that. And they were like, no, we're not letting you back. You got explosives. That's bad. You know, so yeah, you gotta be careful.
Yeah. They said another guy this year that crossed into Canada. I'm going, oh, wait a minute. You just can't cross into these borders that easy. Where the hell are these guys at? You know?
Yeah. That's silly.
So,
I was on Interstate 95 up there in Connecticut, trying to get, you know, on the other side to Jersey over there, trying to cross to George Washington. Of course, everything was backed up. So it's like, man, I need to get out of this. I cannot be stuck in this for hours. And I'm like still an hour away from George Washington. And they said that George Washington is there's an accident, and it's backed up all the way. You know, you're an hour still. You got 60 miles from the George Washington, and it's backed up. So I did what all these other New Yorker Northeaster guys were doing. I jumped off and went across. I forgot what was the Brooklyn Queens Expressway going over there to Long Island, taking it that way, going over to Staten Island. That was the goal, you know, to go that way, because you can. Well, I see a sign, and it says, 12-foot bridge, all trucks must exit. And and I exited, and I'm on Queens Boulevard in Queens, New York, trying to figure out how I'm going to get, you know, because every way was around was like, it's only going to put you back on the highway.
Yeah.
You still can't go under that bridge. I had to figure out a way to get off that, to get around that bridge. And it was hours. I drove by this cemetery. It was a cemetery, and then the next block was like this big trash build. It's a huge, big, like, building, like tall building. But it was a trash. It was where all the trash went. It was with the compactors, and you see trash trucks going in and out all night long. This was around, like, 11:30 at night, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm 11:30 at night, Queens Boulevard, big truck. I have no idea where I'm going.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know if I can plug a GPS, but my Garmin today, I'm driving down 80, and I'm looking at it, and it keeps giving this live weather alert, and it says save four minutes. Hit the overview button. Okay, I'll see the overview. Well, the closer I got, that save time had increased up to save 30 minutes by going 4 miles out of route. And I thought, well, maybe I ought to listen to that this time. Well, I hit the button, said, take me that way. And I went around it, and as I was getting back on the interstate, I saw, oh, my God, trucks, cars, everybody. They were exiting everybody off the interstate. And I turned on the CB radio. And come to find out that the Garmin knew that there had been a wreck on the interstate, and according to the CB radio, that it was a fatality. And one of the truckers came on and said, well, anytime there's a fatality, they exit, you know, they pretty much shut the interstate down both directions.
Right.
And so that's what had happened, but my Garmin knew that long, long before the traffic had started to back up, you know.
Wow.
So I thought, well, sometimes you just trust the technology, you know, and at this case, I'm glad I did, because if I would have stayed on it, you know, I could have been on that interstate. Hell, could have still been there right now, you know.
Exactly.
That was earlier this morning. So, now I tell you, these new GPS things, like I say, when I got pulled over the other day in North Carolina, the officer said, why do I run two GPSs? And I said, you know, I run the Garmin simply because of the live weather and the live traffic, that it, the way it works.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was...
You know,
I was,
and texting and all emails, too, it'll pop up there and show me what the text was, you know. So
right.
That's pretty neat.
Yep. Well, I just ordered. So the company I work for, they have a rewards program to where if you do so many good things, they give you so many rewards. And those rewards are points. And it's like a... It's kind of like the deal with the truck stop where you get points for getting fuel or whatever like that. Well, this is here is like if you go a month without an accident, you get so many points. If you make all your deliveries on time within the goal range, you get so many points. If you don't have any claims of damage or anything like that for the freight, they give you points. So
right.
So as long as it's based off of your performance and your service center that you work for and everything, and so we. It goes up into the thousands of points, and I haven't messed with it because it's a pain in the butt. But you go to a website, and it gives you these points, and you can buy stuff, like it's got stuff,
right?
And you buy points, and they've got everything. They got like little knickknacks and furniture and stuff like that. They even have like where you can buy trips, like you can buy a trip to New York, where you could stay in
wow.
a hotel and all. Yeah. So I put in the search motorcycle. You know, I'm into motorcycles. I like getting stuff from my bike and all that. So I just put in the search bar motorcycle, and everything for motorcycles. The most expensive thing on there was actually you can with those points you could buy a like, you know, 4-day rental.
Motorcycle?
No, a 4-day rental. Because Harley rents motorcycles, and you can buy.
Where? No, they used to. They don't anymore, do they?
No, it's in the major markets like in Dallas, Houston, Atlanta, Austin, like not all it's dealerships and not all dealerships do it, but most of the big city
right.
dealerships they do rentals, and you show up there and
well,
there's
I thought
a little,
that
like
Daytona used to do it, and they said no, Harley discontinued that program.
Yeah, I was in a dealership in Austin, and they have a little counter. It's not. I mean,
no.
it's a different company. It's not. It's not like it says like American Eagle Rentals or something like that.
Oh, okay. American Eagle. Okay, yeah, they've been around for a while. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Exclusive.
Go ahead.
So, but you could buy those on this site. You could if you have 300,000 points, which in a year you could probably get 100,000 points. So if you had,
yeah,
if you had. If you had 300,000 points, you could buy like 4 days for a motorcycle and all that. So all the other things they had on there, they had an actual GPS. It said motorcycle GPS. I'm like, what's a motorcycle GPS? Why would that be any different than a regular GPS? And what it does is it does exactly what you're saying. It links up with an app on your phone, and it gives you the internet. It gives you the traffic updates. It gives you it'll pop up. Like if you get any messages on your phone, it'll pop up on the screen to tell you that this is who's calling or whatever. And of course, it comes the actual mount. It's a Garmin, but the mount that is used, it's like a RAM mount. And I don't know if you've ever shopped around for mounts. RAM mounts, those are good.
I've got three RAM mounts on my dash right now, holding everything on.
So this Garmin. It says Garmin motorcycle GPS, and then it comes with a RAM mount for the handlebars. So I went and got that. I was like, I don't know if I necessarily need it every day, but on long trips, it'd be nice to have. And, you know, you never know. Let's see what happens. So I ordered that.
I know a lot of the Road Kings come with GPS now.
Well, you're talking about the awesome bikes with the consoles, with the Street Glide and the Ultra Glides. If they've got the fairings where you see the big headlight and it's got the windshield and all that and it's enclosed, those have that. Yeah, they have all that.
All right, well, I could see for you or for anybody that didn't have one of those fancier bikes, you know, if you would be able to know that 20 miles down the road it's pouring rain. It's sure a whole lot easier putting that rain suit on when you're dry than it is trying to get it on when you're in it.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Bobby,
been there, done that.
Yep. Yeah, because in some parts of the country, it's not really that. Like you can tell if it's raining, but here, like even here, 5 miles. If you're in the city, and where I live here, it could be raining 5 miles away, and you not ever know it. Just the way it can come up really quick, because you know we live right on the ocean, so it can pop up really quick.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that it's like I was out delivering freight one day, and I was about 10 miles away from the service center, and I'm out delivering freight, and then I come back, and it's like soaking wet, like it just got done raining. And I'm like, man, what happened? And he's like, man, come a downpour. It like rained really, really hard for like 10 minutes, and that was it, you know?
Yep.
And it was like gone, and I never knew it because I was in a different part of town, and it was sunshining all day. So it was amazing.
Well, I tell you, truck driving, motorcycle driving, when you can get a heads up ahead of time, that's pretty nice.
It is.
You know,
pretty nice.
I
love it.
Let me ask you another question here. Yeah. We've got a YouTube channel, and we got Facebook and all that, is redneckandeyes.com. Why is it now? I'm seeing, is this something that's brand spanking new on YouTube, but they've got a little dollar sign on the bottom of these windows? And if you appreciate the content in the video, you can click that little dollar sign and make a donation.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen that. I got to look. I'll look for that. I watched a video.
You haven't seen that yet?
Yeah, I watched a YouTube video. I watched a couple of them yesterday, and of course, I don't really take notice of all that stuff. But there is a deal that I haven't really looked into because it seems to be very complicated. But it's a lot of these guys that do these small time podcasts, and they've got following. It's this website called Patreon, where a lot of people, I guess, do. I don't know how it works actually, because whenever you see a guy do a YouTube video and he's talking about Patreon, at the end of the video, he'll say all the people that have donated to Patreon, and he'll list all the names of the people that donated. So I'm not real sure, you know, how much they're donating with their name on the list or whatever. But I mean, I guess
I'd heard that long time ago. But this donation bar on the bottom of these channels now, and then something today I didn't know that YouTube offered, but there was two guys. It was like two guys that had their own podcast show, and they linked together and had split screen, and so both of them were on the air, all right?
Yeah, right.
And then they had it where they said, now, when it was live, now when it's not live, you can't do it, but when it was live, they said, now, off the left, scroll your mouse to the left, and it's called the waiting room. Click on that waiting room, and I'll take your... And so they were doing like a call-in show, like what you do here on the radio,
yep.
On the call-in here. They were doing it right on YouTube.
Yeah.
So they had the video, you know, of the people talking.
Right.
And I could click the, you know, the mouse or on the left side of it and gone in the waiting room. And then you could have pulled it up and start doing what we just did here. I thought, wow, that's kind of nice, too.
Yeah, I think it might be a certain point in the software, but a lot of times what happens is you have to have different software to link to the YouTube channel. So they might be using different type of software on top of the YouTube channel.
I don't know.
Cuz like I'm on Zoom. Like I'm using Zoom right now. I'm recording the show on the Zoom. And then the Zoom allows me to broadcast whatever I'm got on Zoom, it puts it on the YouTube channel. That's how I'm getting on YouTube.
Okay.
So it's not direct.
Okay.
And that way I can share the screen. And when you see me play videos and stuff like that, it's because I'm using the Zoom technology.
Well,
I don't know. I've been
watching a lot of YouTube stuff lately because of the firing of Scott Frost and Mickey Joseph and everybody talking about the big OU Nebraska game this weekend. I've just been listening to a lot of YouTube stuff.
Yep. I agree. That's the best way to get it done.
Yeah. I quit. I quit listening to news, you know, what's going on newsworthy. I mean, the only news I get, you know, from world news is my mother and trucking news from Ed. I mean, that's it.
That's it. That's all you need. Yeah. There's a couple of people that I really enjoy listening to, and that's there's few of those, and it's, but other than that, I can't, like whenever the regular news comes on, you're right. Whenever the regular news comes on, I can go on Google and get the headlines, and then I'm done. I don't need anything else. And a lot of times you pull up these people, like I even try to get onto the Sunday shows, and some of these Sunday shows, it's even like really stupid. And, you know, they want to talk about the stupidest stuff. And it's like, I had no interest in that. So I just turn it, you know, and turn it off or whatever. But even sports, man, I actually hate listening to sports shows because these people don't know what the hell they're talking about. You know, you give me all the information you got. It still don't make any difference. You know, I mean, it's, I don't know. I guess if you were betting on the games, it might be interesting to know about certain things going on, or but it's one of those things.
It's been interesting this week to go on YouTube and pull up, the people that are all, that are from Oklahoma talking all your Oklahoma smack about, oh my God, we're going to go in there. This will be the easiest game we've played all year, blah, 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 blah. You know, I was like, oh, okay. All right. That's why you lost by less than, 6 points last year, because we were so easy, you know. Okay. It's going to be an exciting game tomorrow. I know you don't watch a lot of college football, but with the new Mickey Joseph changing things like he's doing, and no more Scott Frost, there's no pressure no more. There's no more of this pressure. Is he going to be fired after this game? It's like a brand new year, and the old rivalry between Oklahoma and Nebraska goes way back. So it's just good. It's going to be a fun game. I think it's going to be a real fun game tomorrow.
Might be interesting. I might be watching it. You never know. It might be raining here tomorrow morning or tomorrow around noontime. It might be raining. It's supposed to. It says thunderstorms, isolated thunderstorms.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was going to be out riding all day. They're supposed to be doing a trip around the bay, doing a poker run.
Oh.
And if it's raining,
God, that'd be fun.
Yeah, it'd be fun as long as the sun's shining. But
We ought to organize one of those at redneckandeyes.com. Try to advertise it. We could have truckers pick up different cards going through different routes, different parts of the country, and end of the week, see who's got the best hand.
Well, you know what we need? That's what we need to do. What we need to do is just send you like a big old box of cards with Redneck and Eyes on them, like a deck of cards, like playing cards.
Yeah.
And then what we'll do is we'll just catch up with Jeff somewhere. If you see Jeff walking around, you go up to him, you ask him for a card, he'll give you a card. And at the end of the month, whoever's got the best hand.
I need a big old chicken outfit to wear on the parking lots.
Oh my goodness, that's hilarious. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. I hate it. Some of the other poker runs, they, instead of having, I mean, they've had people at the stops, but okay, go down to Walmart. It's like, what is it? Like $1.50 for a deck of cards. So what these legitimate, like when you're actually really doing a real poker run, every stop you make, there's a deck of cards laying on the counter and you pick a card. And then what they do is you don't keep the card. What they do is they write what you got on there and stamp it and sign it or whatever, and that's way it's legit,
right?
Well, what they're doing now is a lot of these other places, what they're doing is it's like, okay, go to the stop, and they'll just sign off that you've been there, and then at the end of the run, you come back here to the main drag, and then you draw your cards. And it's like, that's no fun.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a poker run.
Right, right. So I even thought, I was like, just buy cheap cards and then like tell the guy, keep, that's your card, keep it. And if you don't have it by the time you get back to the finish point, that means you don't get
it.
Don't
count.
Right. So you got to keep
it
that
don't
car.
Count.
Right. So at the end of the route, you when you show up, you don't give them a piece of paper saying that you were there. You give them cards. You say, "Here's my card."
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that way you have to have the card, and you can only have one card per stop. So when you show back up and you only got four cards, well, you didn't go to all the stops.
and whoever the bartender is at that bar, or the person there waiting to pick up the card, they take a Sharpie and they write their name on the back of that card. So when you get back in location, you were at this bar and you got this signed by John Doe and it should have been Mary Doe. Oh, you made that up yourself. Illegal card, disqualified.
Disqualified.
Well, people do that.
Yeah,
people
you're right.
People try to put together their own deck, their own card, you know, cheaters. But you write, you give them the card, right? Have them sign the sponsor, their name on the back of that card, and it's got a match.
Yeah. You know, that's a good thing to think about, too. In fact, if I'm on this run tomorrow, there's a few of the owners of the bars that I know. I know them. I've met them. And I might suggest to them, I say, you know, what you do is that you go online and you order like a case of the cards in the deck, like decks of cards. You just order them with your logo and your business name on the back of the card.
Yeah.
And then when these poker runs come out, you just pull out a deck of cards and say, this is my deck for my stop. And that way, like you're saying, they cannot get, you know, you keep those and nobody can create, you know, it's like when you show up with your deck and one of the cards has that logo on it, you know, that's a good card, you know? So,
with guys who do these, I mean, there's guys that live for poker runs all summer long. I mean, that's they do every one they can get to. All right, well, you get something like a tradition like that started, you've got a collection of all these bars that you've been to with their logos on the back of the card.
You know, and
you can start
instead
you can
of
start
collecting
something there, Ed.
Instead of collecting koozies and coasters, like you know that we like to do here at Redneck and Eyes, koozies and coasters. You got cards.
Got
you know?
Cards.
Yeah.
So much easier to keep track of.
May I tell you what's
just
a big hit? I don't know if you've seen them yet, but these poker chips that we got, everybody loves them. It's awesome.
What's that? Coasters?
The poker chips.
Oh, poker chips, yeah.
It's got the information
on it.
Did you
even know that?
Yeah, it's got the phone number to the radio show. It's got the website on it. It's got both of our logos, one on one side, one on the other. It's awesome. So, yeah. Yep.
That's cool.
I only kept so many that I can hand out. I sent the rest to Tiffany and Greg. So they'll be at the truck show there in Pennsylvania, and they'll have the poker chips. So they'll have all that. And I guess I can go ahead and say now, I didn't ask Tiffany if she got the delivery in yet, but you know what we got going to be passed out there at the truck show, that we got sent, Blue Tiger sent us some headsets.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. So,
cool.
Yep. So
now
we'll have some.
How come you're if they sent? How come you're not advertising them as a sponsor then?
They got it. Hey, put it in writing.
Oh.
We sent them several different ideas for proposals, and they haven't. They sent
you
us
just
the.
Threw some headsets at you, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we told them. We said we're going to this truck show, so we're kind of trying to do things for that. And she was like, yeah, I can send you that stuff. No big deal. And I think there's some, like, water bottles and stuff with Blue Tiger written on them and all that, too, that we can give away.
Okay.
But there'll be some stuff there. I told her if you got anything you want us to give out, send it to Ohio. That's where they're at. And they'll be heading to Pennsylvania.
I was really going to try to make that show. I'd really like to go to it. But then this ram came up to Boise, and I don't know if I can make a turnaround back there.
Yep. It's next Thursday is when it starts, the 22nd. So it's a week from today is when it'll be going on.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I wanted to go too, but, you know, it's one of those things where we eat up a lot of our time off from work when we went out to help out with that convoy. And that cut into a lot of that. So, oh well, live and learn.
Yeah. Now, I'm trying to make it over to the silver saloon tonight, or the silver slipper it's called, I guess.
Well, I think that's going to wrap it up.
It's 7 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to later.
Work. All right, man. Y'all be careful.
Bye.
Have a good weekend now. Or look, good deal. Yep, that's how it is. Redneck and I is getting stuff done. So ever go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to your YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. And yeah, just give us a holler. You know, like the show, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. And we'll try to get some stuff sent out to you. You just like our good friend Chris over on YouTube. You know, he's commented on several of our videos, liked them, shared them, and he's also called into the show. And what we're going to do is we're going to send some stuff out to him. We got his I told him to email us. You can go to redneckandeyes.com, drop us a line, so we're gonna make sure we take care of our good fans and friends. So this is what I want to do. There you go, good old George. So everybody, just take it easy. Have a great weekend out there. Be careful if you get into the rain or traffic or whatever. You know, there's football going on. Double check where the games are so that you don't run into any kind of traffic and get stuck. But like I said, stay safe and keep on trucking. Get it on down the road. Like I said, go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. You'll get links to all of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. You can also get to Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com. And then don't forget Trucker Tools. Download their app from your app on your phone, the App Store, or wherever you get your apps from. It's Trucker Tools. Or you can go to their website, truckertools.com, and we appreciate all their support of Redneck and I's. So I guess we'll be back Monday. Like I said, we're here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can check us out, 515-602-9731. Give us a call. Let us know what you think, how we're doing, what you want to hear, what you want to talk about. Just let us know. We're always trying to keep up with what's going on in the news, whether it be local, regional, whatever. If it's Vol Trucking, we want to know about it. So let us know. Appreciate everybody's support out there. And like I said, Truckers for Hope is next week up in let me pull it up here for you. You can see it. Yeah, there it is right there. You can see Truckers for Hope, Clinton County Fairgrounds, Mill Hall, Pennsylvania. And that's next week. And it says September 23rd, which is Friday. But you can start piling in there on Thursday. And then on Friday night, tonight, well, not tonight, but next week, Friday night, will be Long Haul Paul and Tony Justice. And then the next night will be Little Texas and Fireworks Show. So a lot of stuff going on, tractor pulls, all that kind of good stuff. That's where Greg and Tiffany are going to be heading. That'll be the representatives of Redneck and I's will be Greg and Tiffany. Do you know Tiffany from the Women of Redneck and I's radio show? And of course, Greg calls in here. He's our good old trucker ranter. So, like I said, go show your support. They've got plenty of stuff to give away and sell. And you'll see us out. You'll see us there. Hope everybody has a great time. So until then, like I said, stay safe, stay successful, keep between the ditches, and we'll see y'all out there on the road. This is Redneck and I's radio. Later on.
All around the floor, that's what they invented dancing for. I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they intended dancing for. I just wanna dance with you. I just wanna dance with you. I just wanna dance with you. I just wanna dance with you.
Today's truckers have a lot on their minds. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I's.